Columbus City Schools Board voted Tuesday to hire a Michigan-based company to prepare contingency plans in case of a teacher strike this fall. Huffmaster Crisis Response Incorporated and Huffmaster Staffing Incorporated will be paid up to $50,000 to draft plans. The legislation does not include the cost of hiring substitute staff in case of a strike. At a press conference Tuesday afternoon, Board Vice President Michael Cole called the contract a precaution.
I think it's important that our parents and our community know not only that we're anticipating opening school first day one, but that we are bargaining on the best interests of our students, first and foremost. Secondly, that we are responsible governance who want to be proactive, who want to be thoughtful, and who want to be sure that our children have somewhere to be in a classroom learning in a safe, warm, dry environment.
But Columbus Education Association President John Coneglio, who stood outside with dozens of CEA supporters, called the contract with Huffmaster a waste of resources.
It is unfathomable that our district is going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on strike break reform when that money could be better spent on counselors, nurses, and support personnel.
In May, 4,000 teachers, nurses, school counselors, and social workers of the CEA gave leadership the authority to issue a 10-day strike notice if contracts break down this summer. The union says the sticking points are not just salary, but safe working conditions and adequate staffing for district programs, including art, music, PE, and other services. School librarian Courtney Johnson told board members that reaching a contract agreement that expands services is crucial because the current staffing paints a bleak picture.
It looks like middle school libraries that are shuttered 3 days a week. It looks like elementary instructional assistants doing the work of school librarians with 3 hours of support from their licensed media specialists once every 5 weeks. It looks like highly qualified educators leaving our district, and it looks like several unfilled positions for an entire school year.
Both sides say they will continue negotiations over the summer. The CEA contract expires August 18th, the day before the beginning of the school year. Another round of talks is scheduled for Thursday. In other action, the school board voted to form a millage committee in August to continue discussions about placing a levy or bond issue on the November 2020 ballot. While Tuesday was the last regularly scheduled board meeting before the end of the fiscal year, there will be a special meeting scheduled for June 28th to vote on any unresolved issues. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.